Patreon exclusive.
We're not doing a post show, right?
No, we're doing a post show.
Oh, I thought you said earlier that the
It'll be like an extra one. You okay. I was thinking about it because I'm like, oh, that'll only be video. Some people aren't on the audio.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. You beat me to it. I was like, let me be the one to say, hey, great show.
You do it this time.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
That was a pretty great show, wasn't it?
Honestly, you carried it the first half. I'm going to tell you that. Because my headache was
prominent. Second half, you sucked, Kyle.
You fucking flatlined. First half, awful. Killing it. No, because I thank you for carrying, because my migraine was...
No, I get it.
And then it just started fading away. I'm like, oh, I could make jokes now.
Yeah, this is
great. My mind is such a fog.
Yeah. The fact we got that much out of a 20-minute showcase...
Pretty wild.
Pretty good. Hey, we're pretty good at this.
I know. I don't like to brag. Hey, Kyle, this was going to be the first question of the show to be an icebreaker. New York has a lot of things going for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pizza's the best.
Yeah.
Food, probably the best, I'm going to say.
Bagel's pretty fantastic.
Bagels are great. I've never had a New York bagel.
I mean, you have. We discovered at Ubi that your bagel place is the same bagel place.
Oh, that's true. Oh, that is true. Yeah, that's right. It's franchise. So, why is Jersey better than New York? I was thinking about this.
How fucking dare you?
Food's better. We're both nasty fucking people. Like, New Jersey people, New York people. Like, God bless Sean Capri. God bless Ryan Terford for trying to talk shit to us. God bless you guys. You guys try so hard. And like
I can't take any what's the word I'm looking for? Why can't I speak all of a sudden?
Any credit?
Thank you. Yeah, I can't think of the word credit. I can't take any credit. It's all you.
Yeah,
like I could, but you do enough.
I'm a real nasty son of a bitch. Cause like the troll game that we have on Sean is stellar. And there was one, like, you know, I posted the Keanu like Reeves thing, and I have like the fantasy critic of all their bad, atrocious picks that they've made, and how every time they say it, they're like, oh yeah, no, like I don't know what game they had. Soul Hackers 2. Yeah, no, that's gonna be a 90. That's gonna be a 90. It's a 75. Oh, Top Gun Maverick. It was a 90, whatever. No one reviewed it. No one. I'm sorry if you hear my Puerto Rican mother in the background, by the way, but this is a post show. She gets to be a part of it now. None of it. Nintendo Sports, 71. Wow, she's really getting loud back there.
I heard her that time.
You heard her that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tell her every day. I'm like, or every time we're in this, maybe don't yell.
I don't yell.
It's like, no, you definitely yell. People can hear you. Like, you don't understand your Puerto Rican sometimes. Anyway, so I have them just like just drinking, making fun of these fools. Sean, it took this man 3 hours to have a retort at me. Because I said, things that age badly. Sean, before the Nintendo showcase, goes, I can't wait for the Nintendo and PlayStation to announce something coming out in 2022 that neither Joe nor Kyle can't afford in their fantasy critic because they spent all their money and are broke as a joke and will lose. And I said, oh, yeah. With the,
like, your favorite new picture meme.
It is. Shout out to Mo for really giving that one, because that was the gift that keeps giving. Oh, yeah. And so I said, you know, things that age badly, that tweet, because yeah, nothing came out that was like of relevance for 2022 for them in the fantasy league. And then Sean Capri goes, this is 5 hours after that. And by the way, he liked that tweet like 3 hours ago. So he thought of this for a few hours, and he replied with, when PlayStation podcast hosts accidentally declare that the PlayStation won't have anything worthwhile out of State of Play, more like State of Play yourself. And he even messaged me, because when it's a good dig, we'll like, look at what I did. we'll share each other.
Case in point, when we did the console war room, you knew about his song that he made, because
yep.
He couldn't keep it to himself.
And so I wrote back immediately after. This is how good of a shithead I am. I said, guys, Sean liked this tweet 3 hours ago, and it took him 180 minutes to clap back, and he missed. With the Thanos gift of you know, all that time, whatever, comes back to me. Uh-huh. And Sean's excuse was, I have a job, okay? Oh, God, embarrassing. You're coming up against pros. New Jersey people, we are rude. We're pretty much assholes.
Yeah.
And we're rude because we know we're better than you. And we just got no time for it. So I come back to you, Kyle.
Is that why, you know, you're not allowed to pump your own gas? You're like, I'm too good to get out of my car and pump my gas. Ugh. Wild.
And guess what? Our gas prices are still lower than yours, you know?
That hurts. How dare you?
See, look at this. This shit talking never stops. You know, in Jersey, you just got to talk. If you're slow at talking shit, you're pretty much dead.
My favorite fact used to be about Jersey. I'm pretty sure they changed it.
What?
But going to college upstate New York, sometimes I would have to go into Jersey if I was going through Pennsylvania. Paying to leave the state was the only time you had to pay at some point. You can enter, but God damn it, you better pay for your time. Yeah. It's right. What a wild thing.
Well, that's what happens when you use a parkway.
Yeah, that's fair. New Jersey sucks.
So New York sucks, and I'm going to tell you a reason. Again, you guys have all this good food.
Does this have to do with the concert?
Absolutely, it does. Absolutely. Yeah. Kyle.
Yeah.
The traffic there.
Yeah.
Did you guys, like any of you guys, even a goddamn soul, like take the actual driving test?
Oh,
or
I did.
Did you guys, once you guys turned 16, 17, I forget the age of when you could drive.
16.
Just were like, let's wing it. Because that's what I feel like. New Yorkers drive like they're on a mission to kill themselves. Like, we don't care. Your life's on the line too. You're going to bend the knee to us because we're New Yorkers and we have nothing else to live for.
I'm not going to argue against this. There's a lot of entitlement behind the wheel in New York State.
Yeah. And let's talk about the traffic.
You also, though, were in like the city area.
That's pretty much New York. Upstate New York.
I know. I get it. I mean,
different state.
Drivers out by me out east, still not the greatest.
Yeah.
But they're not as bad as what the city is.
Nah, it's awful. And the traffic, Kyle, we were literally in traffic at one point for like 25 minutes, just stopped.
Hey, welcome to my morning commute some days.
Yeah, that's awful.
It sucks.
I don't know, man. I don't know what I'd do. I'd rather punch myself in the dick than go through that again.
I wish sometimes I would have a camera filming me sometimes during my morning commute.
Yeah.
Because there are moments when I am stuck in traffic for a long period of time. A 30-minute drive that gets dragged out to an hour and a half sometimes. I mean, grabbing the steering wheel and just shaking my head and screaming at the top of my lungs.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get so fucking frustrated because it's the stupid fucking thing of... One person does some rubbernecking and looks at something, and then they slow everybody down.
Yeah.
And it's traffic so for traffic safe, it feels unneeded. The only thing you should be focusing on while you're driving is getting to where you have to go.
Absolutely.
Stop being an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, it sucks. The worst. It's the goddamn worst.
That's why if I had a superpower, teleportation would be fucking great.
One sec. Talk to the audience. I'm now.
What up, audience?
Can you hear what's going on in the back?
I cannot.
Okay, so this is just me, but now I'm just curious. So please.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what Joe's referring to. He went to UBS Arena. I think that is somewhere in Queens. That's where the Islanders play. I mean, right then and there, like. You know you're going to be in a rough time on the roads. Like, it's near Belmont, which is where the horse racing is, it sucks. UBS Arena is a horrible place to have a big stadium for traffic reasons.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to UBS Arena, but like I know the area where it is and it sucks. Like it's the same thing of when I go to a Mets game and mm-hmm. if I decide to drive instead of taking the train, which goes straight to the stadium sometimes, I'm stuck in the parking lot for 45 minutes. And then it's the whole trying to get in the lane you need to go to get on the right road to get back on the expressway to go home. Like it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, no, everything about it sucks. Like whoever designed the highways in New York need to go to hell.
I don't know why not all of these stadiums have mass transit, like right to the place.
Yeah. That would fix so much.
Like MetLife does it for the Giants and Jets, which I love. Like I said, in City Fields. Yeah. Yeah, it's in Jersey. Yeah, I'm not going to debate that fact. Headquarters are in New York, but it's fine. Taking trains to City Fields, easy, right there at the stadium. Same thing with Yankee Stadium. If you ever want to go there, I don't know why you would. Yeah. And then Madison Square Garden. Yeah, Penn Station is literally right underneath it. So, like, all the mass transit is there. The fact that UBS doesn't have it, really bad. Even Barclays Center in Brooklyn has Atlantic a terminal, like not that far away from it.
That said, parking was $50.
Oh yeah,
Christ. Yeah. But fine. So like, okay. So my best friend Amy, she needed a win, desperately needed a win. So for her birthday, I was the best friend you could ever get because I got her tickets to see one of her favorite bands, one of my favorite bands, Ghost. Now, we've been wanting to see them for a minute now. Mm-hmm. And we were going to, but then the pandemic happened, and so we had to change our plans. That said, we got to see them live as the first concert we got to see live, Kyle.
How was it? Packed well, house?
Pretty packed. I wouldn't say it was like full, but it was pretty packed. Okay. So it was... forget the opening number, but it was Mastodon and Ghost. Mastodon, a great band. The problem with Mastodon though is after you get to after like three songs into Mastodon, every song sounds the same.
I get that.
But again, I like them. They're a great band. But they were good. They were solid.
Spirit Box was the other band.
Spirit Box, yeah, they're Canadian, eh?
I guess. I don't know.
Also, Canadians, why the fuck do you have to make it so obvious that you're Canadian? Let me walk it back here, okay? Not all you are this obnoxious, but sometimes y'all make it your personality, you know? And is it now what, like, every other person outside of America feels? It's like, we get it, you're American. It's like, I get it, you're Canadian, eh? It's like, you guys don't really sound like that.
Yeah, you know? I'm going to take something back that I said earlier.
Sorry.
There is apparently a train station that goes straight to UBS.
Okay, good.
So there is they've okay. I take that back.
Well, it could be better.
Sure.
That said, it's like we get it. Justin Trudeau is very handsome. Like you don't need to rub it in our face that you have free healthcare or whatever. We get it. We get it. All right. Enough. Just I bet there's problems in Canada. You guys aren't even telling us. Like you're painting this rainbow that everything's great, but like you guys are literally like fist boxing polar bears to survive.
It's the moose.
Yeah.
The moose are a real problem.
Dude, they're like, you see them? They're little fucking giants.
Yeah, they are.
And they got to probably fight them. Like that's the secret. Yeah. It's like every 6 months, there's like a moose invasion and people are dying.
Welcome to Moose Fort, bitch.
Eh? Yeah. Okay, something happens. It can't all be fantastic. Anyway, I'm just jealous. So we got Spirit Books, eh? And then we got Mastodon. I didn't know they were from Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah.
There's
been a murder.
Oh, I just saw something on Twitter. I just liked it. It's this guy who has a chili dog. And he just hands it to a raccoon, and the raccoon grabs his little raccoon hands and then walks away. And the caption is, "Raccoon homie's not going to believe this."
I love it.
So, guys, you are not going to. Anyway.
dude gave me a chili dog.
No way, you just handed it to you. But then we saw Ghost, one of my favorite bands. And the, always the fear is like it's never going to live up.
Yeah.
You know, they sound so different live. Yeah. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're awful. The thing with Ghost is it's very theatrical.
Sweet.
So they have a, like, it's an event. They uh-huh. want you to really feel like it is a show. You're watching it and you're experiencing it or mm-hmm. whatever. Holy shit. First off, you know you're in for a treat because the fog starts going and then you just hear this like this choir in the back as things start getting ready. And then it starts getting louder and louder. And it's not like, and here next to the stage. It's just, it's building and then it just drops and they're just singing. And there's fireworks. There's literal fire. There's beautiful like light shows attached to all of this mm-hmm. in the backdrop of like the satanic metal band that just rips. They That's just awesome. Rip. And he sounds fantastic live. The guitarists are incredible and they're funny too because they have like a Three Stooges vibe with each other. Like they're okay. all like messing with each other to like who has like the best like guitar solo like uh-huh. type of thing. And like it's just so good. And the lead singer's voice is phenomenal. And then they get three or four songs in and he likes to talk to the audience. I forget the lead singer's name. I never try to get too personal with the bands. It's just a personal thing.
Okay. I wonder why.
I don't know why. It's weird. But they're just like, so you're expecting like.
That's the same New Jersey entitled "We Don't Pump Our Own Gas" kind of thing.
Kinda.
Just shut up and make music. So I don't care who you are, what you like. Just make twiddle the strings. That's all I want.
If your name's not Bruce or John Bon Jovi, shut the fuck up. But then it's like,
dance for dance. Me, puppet, dance.
But then it's like, oh yeah, I forget that this is a Norwegian dude. You know, mm-hmm. So he's like, "How's everybody?" And I'm like, fuck, that's your actual voice. Your singing voice is like incredible. This is like, and he's like, and everybody's like, "Oh, we're doing good." He's like, "Good. Let us fucking rock, yes." I'm like, "Yeah, let's fucking rock, man." But no, they were honest to God. I've seen a lot of my favorite bands like at the time, like Avenged, Disturbed, All That Remains, In This Moment, all that jazz. Like I like a good metal show. Pierce the Veil. Who else? Five Finger Death Punch, Papa Roach. Papa Roach is surprisingly fantastic. Godsmack, right? Yep. Can't do this voice right now, but I could if I wanted to. And,
oh, God. Shout out to Godsmack doing the theme song for one of my favorite MTV shows, Fear, that has gone and never come back.
He's the lead singer, super talented. So I've seen a lot. By far, the best live show, and I don't even know which one, like what a second one is, like what's second, like they just not even close.
Wow,
fan fucking tastic. Mm-hmm. Don't miss out. They were legit, yeah. And their fans are super nice too. They are right. They're like the trophy room of bands. The people there, they span all ages, and they're super nice to each other. Mm-hmm. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's cool.
Yeah, because he's like at the end of it, it's like, yeah, this is like a satanic band. You know, that's their whole shtick. They're like, and just to let you know, you know, make sure you when you leave, you love everybody, be nice to everybody, respect everybody. Yeah, we're all here together, so love each other, please, please. Don't go out there. You know, love each other. I'm like, Mamma Mia, pizzeria. This guy's on something.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I loved it.
I can't remember the last concert I went to. I can tell you my favorite one. I think I maybe told the story before. In college, I think my junior or senior year, I did three concerts in 3 days. Oof. I did Jimmy World and Paramore on Friday night in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
My favorite show I've ever been to. That show was wild.
Toy.
Saturday we traveled to Albany, which is on the completely other side of the state.
Christ.
to go see Gavin DeGraw and Eve Six. Great show. Okay. At a friend of mine's college. And then at my college, Third Eye Blind played.
Oh,
which
wow.
is my least favorite concert oh. experience. I was in the middle of four rival fraternities, and they're all drunk and high, and I hated it, and I was by myself. It fucking sucked.
You know who's the worst band I've ever seen live?
Who?
This one's fucking easy. Korn is the worst. They suck. They suck live. I don't know. Literally after the second song, it all sounds the same, and they all stop trying because I guess like the drugs kicked in.
Sure.
Awful.
Okay, I think I've told you this before. The first concert I've ever seen, traveled to Pennsylvania from Oswego to go see Nickelback.
Right. Yeah.
But nice. The openers were awesome. Like Chevelle opened for Nickelback.
Ooh.
So I saw Chevelle, and Chevelle is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And Trapped was also there. Trapped are pretty problematic these days, but
Are they really?
I enjoyed Headstrong for
what you want.
Yeah,
Headstrong.
Chevelle was great, and like I'll say what you will.
Anything that's not a vaccine, because needles scare me. Headstrong, I'll take you on. If you're a CVS pharmacist, I'll fight you too.
Nickelback does put on a great show, though.
That's right.
That show is pretty great. Real quick. Uh-huh. I don't want to go too late because it's still almost 11 o'clock. Yeah. Can you name like a dream band for you that you still want to see? Like, what is the one band that you haven't seen yet that you want to see live?
Slipknot.
Ah.
And wait, you want to see the duality of Joseph? Slipknot and take a wild guess.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Dude, I would die for her, you know? Mm. I would.
Yeah.
She's my queen, you know? That's my monarchy I'd go with.
You're going to be sleeping outside theaters for the Joker musical.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I feel better that Lady Gaga's in it because I'm
sure.
Gonna see it.
Yeah, sure, sure. For me, it's easily Foo Fighters, and it sucks that I won't be able to see Taylor live.
Did it get you emotional when you saw this kid?
Oh, drumming? Yeah, yeah. I saw.
Because I'm not even a big Foo Fighters fan. I got choked up.
I saw a TikTok before the massive concert, which I haven't watched yet, of them at like a block party, and his son was playing drums for everybody and playing My Hero. Oh, ugh. Man. What a loss to music Taylor is. Like, he was so, you can hate Foo Fighters, they're not your jam, but to not acknowledge just how fucking talented Taylor was on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best ever, and gone way too soon. Addiction sucks.
And real talk, Kyle, like, you got emotional just talking about because they're your favorite band, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No way I could have done that. You know?
Oh yeah.
Like, no way you could, like, you'd be like, it fucking reminds me of them, like, you know.
Yeah.
This kid not only took that out of it.
Yep.
He fucking crushed it.
Crushed it.
Yeah. Fuck. And then you immediately want to give that kid a hug. Not because you feel sad for him, but because you know he made him proud, you know?
100%. Yep.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go.
Yep.
You see the Little Mermaid thing?
Yeah.
Did you see the little Twitter video?
I've seen plenty of awesome TikToks about it. Yeah,
there's like, so the little I'm not a Little Mermaid guy. First of all,
I mean, Ariel is the reason why I love redheads.
Fair, fair.
Yeah,
yeah. Jasmine.
Oh yeah, yeah,
just
yeah,
kiss.
Yeah.
Just kiss. Jasmine made me a man. but like the Little Mermaid, I know means a lot to a lot of little girls everywhere. Like, yeah, one of my friends, that's her favorite. Like, she's obsessed. She loves Little Mermaid. Just seeing this little girl see, what's her, Holly Bailey, right?
Holly Bailey. Yeah.
I always get, you know.
It's either Halle Berry.
Queen.
Or Haley Berry.
Haley. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
Just seeing this little girl, like, in disbelief that, like, oh, like.
A Disney princess looks like me.
Looks like me.
Yeah.
Is one thing. But then it's like the 3 seconds before that video ends, you just see her like eyes widen and you just see like all the hope and possibility enter that girl's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fucking cool?
Yeah. I had a similar moment with the girls because they are mixed. Their dad is black. Mm-hmm. And I showed them that trailer and they were like, she looks like me. And that made my heart very full. It's representation is important.
And that's why, what's not important is my brother going, you know, it's the most like dislike thing. Like someone saw it, like it was like super dislike. Like people gonna hate it. Okay.
Again, great. It's not for you.
Yeah.
Newsflash, online Twitter, older men. Yeah. The Little Mermaid is not for you. And it's okay. It will never be for you.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
There's a great, I highly recommend it. Sam Morril, he has a Netflix special you need to watch because it is hilarious. He talks about like just outrage culture, not just like wah, 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 but like just people being upset, whether it's on the left side or right side.
Yeah.
And he talks about Dave Chappelle being canceled. He's like, Dave Chappelle's doing fine. Like, you should focus on yourself. Because he's talking about how his one friend's gonna complain, they're after Dave. He's like, dude, Dave Chappelle is fine. You know? He's selling out stadiums. If Dave Chappelle was canceled, he'd be doing this set right here. He's like, how about this? Worry about yourself than Dave Chappelle. You had to ask your mother for money. Like, just worry about you.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, worry about yourself. Yep. These little girls, they're digging it. That's great. Little Mermaid ain't never going to be for me.
Let me, just bring up one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not lying. It is a top three moment, maybe top two.
Oh, okay.
Your reaction to Pedro Pascal being Joel lives in my head rent free. That was a beautiful moment.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. And that is a soul. I witnessed it firsthand in a video call with you.
Yeah.
I already knew it, but that is why representation matters. And that's why, you know, people that look like me and who are older need to shut the fuck up and sit their ass down.
Yeah. And sorry, one more thing. One more thing. Cause I gotta get his name right or else I'm going to feel, there you go. It kind of happened again. So Diego Luna,
From Rogue One. Andor, right?
Andor. First off, oh shit, guys, it looks so good. He's one of my favorite Star Wars characters.
Yeah.
Right. Because he talks like my dad. And I got a special feeling. I think I may have ended the call. No, I'm good. I got a special feeling when I saw on Twitter he was speaking Spanish to Spanish-speaking Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Fucking cool. I was like, holy shit. Thing I love so much. There are people that look like me, that sound like my relatives, that sound like the people I love in this thing. That's fucking cool.
Yep.
That's really fucking rad.
Mm-hmm.
When my favorite character is the Mandalorian. I love him, guys. Mm-hmm. I'd marry him if I could. Love him. I'm hyped.
I'll take joint custody of Baby Grogu.
I would. I get hyped every time I see it because I know that there's a Spanish dude that kind of looks like me in there.
Yeah.
I could see myself in.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. I never had those like strong feelings as when I was a kid. You know, I love Spider-Man. I love Iron Man. Like, you know, I still love those things. Though, like, you know, Captain America's blonde hair, blue eyes. I admired him because he had all this power. but understood the responsibility and the impact that you can have and did the right thing. There is, though, I never realized until Into the Spider-Verse that there is a special feeling when you have a character that you could relate to in an intimate way.
Yeah.
So, like, Miles doesn't look like me, but Miles is half Spanish. And again, I always point to the scene where, like, he's waking up and he's got, like, that stew right in front of him. Like, that's Puerto Rican. It's how that always happens every Saturday or Sunday in my house. My father's cooking up some type of concoction, some type of paella, whatever. That's happening. It's those small moments where you could connect with a character in a way that isn't just in passing. It's something that a ritual or skin tone or background,
a life experience
that you go, oh shit, because we could all be Peter Parker. We've all been awkward in high school, right? But Miles Morales is a bit different. He adds another layer to it because this is an awkward Hispanic kid who's trying to fit in, and I've been there as well. Yeah. So, you know, even with Mando, like, I love Luke. Luke was always fantastic. Awesome how he broke the chain of violence and whatnot of his father. But there's, like, this little special sauce that gets sprinkled on with Mando that I could connect with because his mustache doesn't connect like mine. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Like, so, like, it's so hard to describe and explain, but you only feel it when you see it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm never upset. Real talk. If you're like, yeah, they made Ariel black. Great. First off, I'm not a Little Mermaid fan. Mm-hmm. I got to give credence to that, but, like, cool.
Yeah.
As long as is Ariel going to be portrayed as, like, her characteristics, that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Is that movie going to be good? Probably not, because, like, the live action, you know, stuff has not been good out of Disney.
Listen, the outrage over a Disney live action show that come out of D23 needs to be solely aimed at the Mufasa prequel story of The Lion King.
Is that real?
Yes. Directed by Barry fucking Jenkins.
Who's that?
He directed Moonlight.
What?
And he's doing Mufasa prequel.
Oof.
No. Stop.
Please no.
Yeah.
So again, you know, just a little thing of consideration when you're taking a look at something that may not be for you. May not be for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That said, I saw Master Chief is trending. Please don't do what they did with the Master Chief. You know, like, show his literal whole ass. That's something you don't do.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Boy, that show. Oh, boy, that show. Anyway, end on a positive. Kyle, I love you, buddy.
Love you too, bud.
I can't wait to go to work and dread it tomorrow. It's going to be
great. It's going to feel weird not having turf room to look forward to tomorrow night.
Right?
It's going to be weird. It's going to be a little weird.
But I can't wait. You know, tomorrow I get to watch, finally, Game of Thrones season 4.
Oh, sweet.
It's gotten spoiled for me, but again, I don't care, and I'm excited. Can't wait. All right, guys. I love you all very much. And I love you. And I miss you. And bye-bye.